So Rav Schwab answers that the difference is that human beings have the capacity for complexity. So they can have contradictory emotions. They could be joyous about their own salvation and at the same time appreciate the tragedy of the loss of human life. And therefore, the Jewish people, their saying Shira wasn't a stira to the idea of Maisi Yadai Tovim Biyam. At the same time, for Malachim, so in Malach Achad Oseh Shnei Shluchim, a Malach lacks that complexity. A Malach could only kilo have one or the other. And so for a Malach to sing Shira, it's pure joy, and that would imply a lack of appreciation of the tragedy. And therefore, it was considered inappropriate. So I think the same thing over here. I mean, here even less, because the people that died were innocent people for the most part, and, you know, not necessarily our enemies, not necessarily people that had harmed us. But in general, you know, we have this concept of, there is a concept of Ibud Rishayim Rina. But I don't think that means La'afuke, an appreciation also that Maisa Yadai Tovim Biyam. You have to have both. So I don't know if that answers your question.
What was the original question?
Yoni was wondering about, you know, many Syrians, I'm changing your question, died in an earthquake, and Syria certainly as a country has not been a great friend to the Jews. So, this is a recent event, yes. So, there was a giant earthquake in Turkey and Syria. It was felt in Israel, though, I think, for the most part in Israel, Baruch Hashem, there were no injuries or damage, but thousands of people were killed in those two countries. Okay. So, let us begin. So I think we're up to Siftes. So Siftes, we have the Veses Ha Dilug or Sirug. So 1 month on, 1 month off. Let's say she sees on the first of Nisan, the first of Sivan, and the first of Av. So she has a Veses at that point. The Beis Yosef and the Shach both write that you only need three occurrences in this case, even according to Shmuel. And it's not like a Veses of an elevated Veses, like we talked about last time, because here it's the same time each month. Riyoseh HaShavin, Leolam Berosh Chodesh. So then Shmuel would agree. And the Prisha disagrees. The Prisha says, no, according to Rav, that's when you'd need three times. But according to Shmuel, you'd need four times, just like Dilug. So what's the reason? So there really could be two reasons for this drisha. Number one is we could say, well, because this is a weird thing. In other words, this is not a normal Veses. Maybe therefore you, oh, that's why you need four. Where it could be, because, and we alluded to this point in the previous year, that it's because the first occurrence wasn't actually a true representation of the pattern. Because the pattern is every other Rosh Chodesh. So the second and the third are every other Rosh Chodesh. The first one is Rosh Chodesh, but it's not every other Rosh Chodesh. And therefore, you might have thought that according to Shmuel, you would need four. And indeed, that's what the Prisha says. The Shach is Lashitaso, as we talked about from yesterday. The Shach holds, we saw this yesterday, first of all, in the Veses HaShavua, where he said every third Sunday, three in a row would create a Veses HaShavua. And also, we saw this in his explanation of Chozer Chalila, right? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, where he said you only need nine, according to Shmuel, because it's really every third one, every third two, every third three. So this is the Shach, once again, the Shitaso. And what they're saying is, basically, that the Goreim is really Rosh Chodesh. It's just not every Rosh Chodesh, it's every third Rosh Chodesh. It's similar, though not identical, but it's similar to the point that we said that even according to Shmuel, the way we paskin, though you need, let's say, four ri'os to create a veses ha-flaga, only the third, the ri'ah 2, 3, and 4 need to be on the same owner. Because number one is just a setup. And what was the logic? The logic is that really it's the yom that's going. It has to be on the same owner, sort of as a tonight, similar type of thing. It's the Rosh Chodesh that's the goyim, but it's not yet every Rosh Chodesh. So it's a complex way of looking at the pattern, but that's the view of the Shach and Beis Yosef. Now, the Shach, though, would agree with the idea that the Prisha mentioned, which is that this is a weird type of Vesis in the sense that you're only Choshesh after three occurrences. For normal Vestos, at least we have a Vesis She'eno Kavu after one occurrence, like Chodesh or Haflaga, those are the normal Vestos. Then we have the weird Vestos, like Dilug and Sirug and all these funny types of things where there's not even a Vesheno Kavua after once, only after thrice. Fine. So that is what we say. Now, what about if the first Re'iyah, the first of these three Serugim, was followed a Veses Kavua of Rosh Chodesh? In other words, she saw Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh, then every other Rosh Chodesh, every other Rosh Chodesh. So here we have an interesting question. We do have three occurrences of every other Rosh Chodesh. So L'chora, you would say, according to the Shach, she has a Veses. However, the Shach says over here, this is Sifkat on Chavav, the first Re'iyah is not. Again, let's give the example. She sees Rosh Chodesh Shvat, Rosh Chodesh Adar, Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Av. So here the Shach says that the first one, namely Rosh Chodesh Nisan, would not count. Why? Because since we saw Rosh Chodesh Nisan as being part of her old Veses Kavua of Rosh Chodesh, because she also saw Shvat and Adar, then we're not going to redefine it. And this is the same idea that we saw yesterday as well, the free agent idea. We're going to be willing to redefine something looking backwards if it's a free agent, but not if it's part of a previously existing Veses. Not everybody agrees to the Shach about that point, though. The Placey, the Machtzah Shekel, based off of Gemara Bava Kamma by Shvarim, I'm not going to get into the details, disagree, but that's the idea of the Shach, and especially it's appealing since considering that Sirug is much more unlikely than just a plain every, you know, Veses HaChodesh. Okay, turning to Yud Gimra. So here we have, actually, what we have a very common question, as opposed to, I guess, some of the more recent questions, which are not that common. What we need to figure out is how to be oker a Veses HaFlaga. So the case over here in the Shulchan Aruch is she saw Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, and then Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So when she saw on Chaf Nisan, Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, she went and she penciled into her Veses calendar that Tes Iyar is going to be her Veses HaFlaga. But then, lo and behold, on Rosh Chodesh Iyar, 10 days after her second Re'iyah, she sees again. So does she still have to observe Tes Iyar? Again, Tes Iyar was the haflag of Esrim Yom from Chaf Nisan. So the Ramah says, yes, she does. There's also the Taz, Sivkat and Yuches. Basically, once a Veses is penciled in, it remains in force. The way the Taz puts it is, D'lo matzinu b'shem makom. Right? So once a Veses is penciled in, it stays. Now, he also says that this is going to be true Lugabe Kvios Veses. And the two probably go together, because for the most part, we assume that the reason why we observe Veses Sheinu Kavuas Shema Tikva. So therefore, if you had this case, if you had Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, Echad Iyar, Tes Iyar, Chaf Ches Iyar, she would have a Veses Kavu of a flag of 20. Even though in reality, she only had two haflagos of 20, and then two haflagos in the middle of less than 20. But still, it's going to be considered a Veses Kavua of Haflaga, and we're basically going to ignore the Re'ia of Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And because that's why she has to observe, obviously, Tes Iyar, because Tes Iyar could play a role in creating a Veses Kavua of Haflagos of 20 days. So what's the reason for this? So the Prisha writes that the Taz would agree, or not the Taz, the Rama, this theory would agree that if she had a, this would be true if she had a Veses Kavua, but not to be Choshesh for this. In other words, she had a Veses Kavua of every, you know, Haflagos of 20 days. So then she saw, let's say again, Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So she'll have to be Choshesh for Tess, because Veses Kavua is stronger. But if she doesn't have it, there's a Veshenu Kavua. So, like, why are you looking at one more than the other? But the Taz doesn't say that. The Taz says, no, we always follow the Veses that was set up. Maybe it will turn into a Veses. It'll turn into a proper Veses. This Shach in the Nechudas HaKesses says, what are you talking about? This is not a Veses. A Veses Haflaga is always created by the periods of time, the durations, the intervals between Re'ios. And a Veses Haflaga, Eino Kavu, is always Nekar after one time. So once she sees an Echad Iyar, then that was Oker, the Veses She'enu Kavu of Chaf Yom, that was set into place when she saw on Chaf Nisan, and that's it. It's gone. It's done. And he says, you know, it's true that the Taz, the Rama said this, but the Rama got this from his understanding of the Ramban. And the Taz agrees that it was a very mudna reading of the Ramban. The Rama's understanding of the Ramban is very difficult. And so the Shach says, what are you doing paskening this way? The only source for this is the Ramban as understood by the Rama. And you agree that the Rama misunderstood the Ramban. So there's no Rishon that says this. If there's no Rishon that says this, why are you paskening this way? And therefore, it's not what the Ramban meant. The Rama makes no sense. And therefore, it's wrong. Sort of interesting to think about whether the Iker Tam of the Taz is that we're Choshesh, that the Rosh Chodesh was Damim Yisairim, and therefore sort of ignored, or is it shot that you could have like two simultaneous Veses Haflagos, sort of like we have for Rosh Chodesh, I mean Veses Chodesh for everybody. So, you know, we look at it as a Haflaga from Chaf Nisan to Tes Iyar, and I, the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, sort of part of some other Haflaga system. I'm not sure. I don't even know if it makes a difference. Maybe. Probably the simpler understanding of the Taz is that once something penciled in, we'll assume it's correct, or at least might come into fruition, and we sometimes see the one on, in this case, the Rosh Chodesh Iyar, as being Damim Yisairim, sort of like what nowadays people call a breakthrough bleeding, right? Really, her Veses is, you know, Chaf Yom, and there was some breakthrough bleeding, but that's not really part of her Veses. That's not part of her system. It's Damim Yisairim. It's abnormal. And we ignore it. Now, we'll only ignore it L'chumra, not L'kula. In other words, you will have to start worrying about Vestos also from the Chaf Nisan as well. So you're going to have like Vestos all over the place in this case. But that seems to be the logic of the Taz. But as I said, the Shach points out that the simple reading of the Ramban is not that way. The simple reading of the Ramban, and this is the view of the Beis Yosef and the view of the Shach, is that you don't have to be worried about Tes Iyar. Once she sees Rosh Chodesh Iyar, the Veses Haflaga is that she had originally been worried about is gone. Or if you want to put it differently, the way this is sometimes known as the Veses, the Haflaga Ktsara is Oker, the Haflaga Aruka. The shorter Haflaga is Oker, just like And it's a proper akirsa vasas. And therefore, the Shach writes of Katan Lamed Aleph, we're only choshish for the haflaga from whatever the past, most recent re'iya is. So really, they're both points. In other words, I guess the Shach disagrees on two levels. Number one is, you know, haflaga is only, there's no such thing as, haflaga is defined as the interval between re'iyos, as opposed to the taz. And then B is that haflaga k'tzara is oker, the haflaga arugah. Fine. Now the Beis Yosef, we'll leave it for now. So for this to be a practical shaila, the typical case doesn't happen that often, but we'll see when it does happen. But this type of case that the Shulchan Aruch presents is rarely relevant in a practical sense, because you need it to have basically a long re'iyah followed by a very short re'iyah. And typically, it's not going to be that much of a difference. Like, even in this case that the Ramah and the Shach disagree about. So, right, Echad Nisan, Chaf Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So, okay, the Taz says you have to worry about Tes Iyar, right? That's going to be in the middle of Rosh Chodesh Nikiyim from her Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So there's not going to actually be a practical obligation of prisha slash bedikos and the like. But, you know, it could happen, and then we'll talk about where it's more common. But that's the, oftentimes, there's not a practical application to this halacha. Now, Taz Yud Zayin, as we mentioned before, writes that this is even true for onabenunis. Namely, once you pencil in an onabenunis, it also stays forever. It's not uprooted by the shorter re'iyah. So let's say she saw on Aleph Nisan, Chaf Nisan. So now she's going to have to be Choshesh for the 30th of Nisan, which is the onabenunis for Echad Nisan. And that's not uprooted, despite having seen on the 20th of Nisan. And as we saw before earlier, we mentioned this, that Rabbi Kiva Eger says, no, even if you're going to accept the first chiddush of the Taz, this is ridiculous. In other words, onabenunis is always going to be from the last re'iyah. The Taz holds once you pencil in the onabenunis, like we said, once something is penciled in, it's, you know, there's no need to use pencils for Vestos calendars. If you hold like the Shach, or even Rabbi Kiva Eger, so when you write your Vestos calendar, back in the olden days, before they used the app, so you may as well write it in pencil, because you might actually have to erase it. But for the Taz, just use pen. Because once it's there, it's there. Now, what's the logic? So I think we already discussed in terms of why the Taz and Rabbi Kiva Eger might disagree. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, even if we're going to accept the Taz, that's because this could turn into a Veses Kavua. Because we'll see it as Dam Yisrael. But what's the logic of onabenunis? Is the logic of onabenunis that we expect her to see dafka then? No. The logic of onabenunis is like the Ran said, v'chili olam lo tera. Well, obviously that's not a problem with her, v'chili olam lo tera. She, since the Echad Nisan, she already saw already, right? So for sure, you don't have to worry about Lamed Nisan. Whereas the Taz must say no. That sort of like the Rashba says, that Stam Veses for Rov Nashim, at least Nashim without a Veses Kavua, is Lamed Yom. And therefore, we expect her to see on Lamed Nisan. And I, she saw on Chaf, that might have been Damim Yisrim, like his theory. And therefore, she has to be Choshesh on Lamed Nisan as well. Okay, good. So we're going to continue this discussion, this issue that we just brought up in Sif Yud Dalet. It's going to get even more complicated. So to appreciate Sif Yud Dalet, we just need to quickly review the Gemara on Daf Samech Dalet Amud Aleph. Tani Kavasa Dera Papa. Hai Salimuda Lios Ro'a Yom Asrim V'Shinsa Yom Shloshim. Zev Zeh Asurim. Higia Yom Asrim V'lo Rasa. Muteres l'shamesh ad yom shloshim. The choshesh liyom shloshim. Higia yom shloshim v'rasa. Higia yom esrim v'lo rasa. Higia yom shloshim v'lo rasa. Higia yom esrim v'rasa. Hutter yom shloshim. So according to Rashi, the Rash, we're talking here about a veses hachodesh. So what are we talking about? I'll just write it down on the board. So we have, let's say, 20, again, Chodesh, right? 20, 20, 30, 30, then Lo Rasa the next month, and then 20 again. So what's the Chiddush? The Chiddush is that 20 is Chozer L'Makomo, even though there were 3 months of non-20s, right? In other words, this month, this month, this month. So three violations of 20s. So you might have thought that the Veses Kavu of 20 has disappeared. And the answer is no. Here the Gemara is telling us the halacha that we talked about last time, what we called the dormant Veses. The dormant Veses, meaning that since a new Veses wasn't created, because she didn't see that third time of 30, so no new Veses was created. So once she sees, she sees one more time on 20, 20 becomes a Veses Kavua again, and it would now take three times more to uproot to 20. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara, according to Rashi and the Rash. Good. Now, this din is not in the Shulchan Aruch. It might be maybe in the next sif, we'll see. But in this halacha, this reading of the Gemara is not codified in the Shulchan Aruch over here, even though the Shulchan Aruch over here seems to be codifying this Gemara. Okay. So how else might we read this Gemara? So the Ramban in Chidushim, and this might be because he doesn't like the whole idea of a Veses HaChodesh, understood that our Gemara here is talking about a Veses HaFlaga. So what's the case? So we had a HaFlaga of 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, and then, well, what would this mean? So basically, it sort of means 30, 30, 40. Right. In other words, this would be a missed 20 from here and then an actual 20. So you could call this 40, right? This is a 40. So now what's the Chiddush of the Gemara? What the Chiddush of the Gemara is that her Veses Kavua of Haflagas 20 has returned. Now that's a big Chiddush. Why? Because again, for a dormant Veses to return, you need a recreation of that. Well, we haven't had a recreation of 20, but the answer is we sort of have. This is the concept of Minyan Haraoi. In other words, maybe this should be seen as a 20, because after this 30, when did we expect her to see? Right here, 20. And she would have had two Vestos at that point. She would have, after this Riya, she would have had to say, I need to worry about 20 days from now because my old Vest is Kavua. And I also need to worry about 30 days from now because of my current Vest is Sheino Kavua. So 20 would have been penciled into her calendar. And now, when we see 40, even though we might not have to be choshesh l'chatchila for minyan harawi, which means to say, on this time, she didn't have to be poresh. But if she saw then, we'll say, oh, I could see what's going on here. This 40 is actually a manifestation of my old Veses Kavu of 20. That's why we're calling it 20, right? We see this as a 20. It's not an actual 20, but it could be viewed as a 20. So that's what he's saying. If you wish, retroactively, the most logical way to interpret this 40 is to say it's actually a 20 from the Minyan Harawi. Minyan Harawi means it would be Rawi to see here. So that's the way, that is what the Gemara means according to the Ramban. Okay, good. Now let's look at the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. And we'll read it together, which is more or less the Lashon of the Torah as well. Ha'isa v'gila li'os ra'wa li'ros yom esrim. Now, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch, when he says esrim, does he mean chodesh or haflaga? Clearly he means haflaga. How do I know? Because in the next line he's about to say, yagia yom esrim l'ri'ah shloshim. So that's a lashon of haflaga, l'riyah shloshim. So we're talking about haflaga. Okay, so let's read it again. Hayitz megilio liros yom esrim. So she has a veses kavua of haflaga for 20. The shinsel yom shloshim. Zav zeh asurim. Good. Ukshiyagia yom esrim l'riyas shloshim asura mishum et veses arishim. So that's also pretty pashat, because she hasn't been okay her 20-day haflaga yet. So when Yom Esrim comes to the Riyah Shloshim, right, she has to be choshesh. After the Riyah Shloshim, like we said, she has two vessels she needs to worry about. Esrim from her old vessels, kavua, and Shloshim for enu kavua. So shum yishum vessel rishon. Vim lo tiribo, choshesh liyom shloshim, also pashut, shinsa pa'amayim, liyom shloshim, right? So that seems to be the Gemara's case. Zav zeh asurim, shinsa shlosha pa'am liyom shloshim. So that's also pashut. Hurta yom asher, v'nasa yom shloshim. So her veses kavua of 20 is uprooted, because we have three examples of 30. And now she has a new veses kavua of 30. V'im la'achar sheshinsa pa'am achas pa'amayim liyom shloshim, rasa l'sov chav. If after once or twice switching to 30, she again sees after 20. Chazer vesa shel chaf lemekomo. The original vesas of chaf comes back to the original. Vehuter shloshim, and shloshim is mutter. So what are we talking about? What does it mean when he says after she switched once or twice to 30, she went back to 20? So l'chora, the simple reading would be, not this case, I would say the simple reading is 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 20. Oops, that should be a 2. Right? In other words, 20 from the 30. Okay, so what's the chiddush? If that's what it means, the whole chiddush is basically that the same chiddush that came out from Rashi and Rush in their interpretation of the Gemara, except for haflaga, meaning to say after this 20, the old vesas kavua of 20 comes back, because there's only two counterexamples. That's what, you know, when I read the Shulchan Aruch, that's what I thought, and that's what I thought the Chiddush was. However, there are some issues with saying that's the Chiddush. For one thing, because the very next sif tells you that same Chiddush again. It's a bit repetitive. So maybe we're actually talking about the way the Ramban read the Gemara, right? What is this Pesach Shulchan Aruch? So this is the way the Taz reads it, the Madane Malach. It's quoted by the Shach of Katan Mem. I think it's, like we said, the Pashtus and the Ramban, and a number of Achronim, the Plesi, the Graz, Lach V'Simla. The Chiddush over here is as follows. It's only because it went back to 20 that it's, you don't have to worry about 30 anymore. But otherwise, a Veses Ktsara would not be oker versus aruka. Meaning to say, this is indeed the case, right? Like we said, right? Like the Shulchan Aruch, right? 20, 20, 20, 30, 30, 20. Okay? And what did the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch said, because, let's just read the Lashon Shulchan Aruch, right? Ve'im la'achar sheshinsa pamo pamayim liyom shloshim rasa liyom chaf, after sitting, switching, let's say here, twice to 30, she sees again after 20, chazer vesas chaf lemekomo, v'hutter shloshim. So the real chiddush here is hutter shloshim, meaning to say, after this 20, she doesn't have to worry about 30. Why? Because chazer vesas 20 lemekomo. Because she has a vesas kavua for 20, that's why hutter shloshim. But otherwise, lo hutter shloshim. Why not? Because the Shulchan Aruch is telling you, in a backhanded way, that when it comes to a vesa she'eno kavua, a ktsara, is not oker the aruka. Let's say that this was, we'll get rid of the first 20. So it was 20, 20, 30, 30, 20. So actually, she has to be choshesh for 20 for this one. And 30 for this one. 30 isn't the best kavua. Yeah, but she was never okay the best kavua of 30. So therefore, she has to worry about that. In this case, she would have to worry about 20 and 30. But since over here, this 20 says, you know what? The best kavua of 20 comes back. So since this is part of Eskavua, then you don't have to worry about 30. That is what the Shulchan Aruch say. So again, sort of the Iker Chiddush that comes out from this formulation of Shulchan Aruch is normally Avesis Ktsara is not Oker Avesis Haflaga Aruka, except if it's Avesis Kavua. Okay, Givaldik. So as we mentioned already before, based off of the previous Shach, the Shach in the Nekud Sarkasev says that doesn't make any sense, because the Shach holds Avesis Ktsara is Oker Avesis Aruka, regardless, even if it's Eino Kavua. So therefore, there's no choice but to, this is like a little bit difficult, I'm going to have to go ahead and stick something in here, I don't know, 35, right? There's a missing re'iyah from the Shulchan Aruch over here that wasn't stated. So that's what we're talking about. So what's the chiddush? The Shulchan Aruch's chiddush is that even though there were three violations of 20, since no new vessus was created, so therefore 20 comes back, right? In other words, the chiddush we know, the idea that a vessus kavua remains dormant until a new vessus kavua is created. And we understand why the Shach had to say it. It's dochak on many levels. It's dochak because the Shulchan Aruch didn't mention that 35 riyah. It's also dochak because it says over here, right, what did the Shulchan Aruch lashon? Hutar shloshim. Hutar shloshim. I mean, obviously shloshim is hutar in this place, in this situation. What's the chiddush that shloshim is hutar? Shloshim is a vessel sheino kavua. Even if this was 25, it doesn't really matter, right? Shloshim is hutar whenever this happened, according to the Shach. Yet the Shulchan Aruch said, when this happened, this last three of 20, hutar shloshim. That's not precise at all. So it's dochak for that reason. And moreover, it's dochak because, as we already alluded to, this is the exact chiddush that's going to come up in Sif Tezvav, right? Yudalit and Tezvav are basically repetitive. According to the Taz, we'll see, no, there is an added Chiddush in Tezvav, because we haven't really learned the din of dormant Vestos yet. So that's the Shach's reading. Now, how would we paskin? So, this point, you know, I would say it's dochak and the lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. Plus, there are no rishonim that say like the Shach, because the simple reading of the Ramban is certainly not like the Shach, right? As we mentioned before, this is where the Shach Ramban read the Gemara. So the Ramban doesn't hold to this idea clearly, not clearly, but most likely Avesis Ktsar being Oker Aruka. What about Rashi and the Rush? Well, they don't say anything because they read that the Gemara is talking about Avesis HaChodesh. So we have no Rishon that says like the Shach, plus it's a very dochak reading in the Shulchan Aruch. So for that reason, many, many Achronim say, okay, so we're not going to accept this Shach. So what would that mean? Let's give a more practical example. A woman sees 32 days apart, then like she starts, I don't know, she became a Kala and, you know, she starts keeping track of her Vestos. So 32, then 31, then 28, then 27. Okay, now she's ready to get married. So she's going to have a Vestos on 27, 28, 31, and 32 that first month, right? Four Vestos haflaga, because the shorter ones aren't ochre, the longer ones. So if you look at the art scroll, Rabbi Forst says, yeah, that's the din. Rov ha-poskim are machmir against the Shach. Rabbi Willig is meiko. So is there any, like I said, the Shach, is there any rishon that says explicitly like the Shach? So the Mishmer Satahara, which is a great sefer on Hilchos Nida, as I told you about, he has a diuk for the Shach from the Kitzer Hilchos Nida, the Rush. We've seen this already before. The Rush has, you know, Kitzer Hilchos Nida, like everything that, you know, Chassan and Kal have to know, in two paragraphs. It's great. It's two dense paragraphs, but still, two paragraphs. So listen to this lesson. V'maisa regila liros l'lamid yom, v'shin saz vesta v'raso l'chaf yom. K'shigia yom chaf tifrosh mibayla, t'chayshinan shema rotz l'shanos saz vesta, shayela l'lamid v'lakva osa l'chaf. No chidushim. V'mlo raso l'yom chaf, k'shigia yom shloshim, t'haynu asara yomim l'achar yom esrim, az tifrosh mibayla. Also, no chidush. But listen to this lashon. Shazahu vesta hakavuala. Because that's her vesta's kavua. Right? Let's say 30, 20. So you have to be choshish for 20 and 30. But why do you have to be choshish for 30 from 20? Because 30 is a vesta's kavua. Implying that 30 wasn't a vesta's kavua. Do you have to worry about it? No. Why? Because the shach's right. A vases ktsara, vases haflaga ktsara is oker, vases aruka. So here we have another rishon. So even if we're going to say the Ramban holds that ktsara isn't oker aruka, but the Rosh says it is. So okay, it's hard to pick now. We have one rishon that says yes, one rishon says no. The Ravid, it's hard to be medayik from, and the Madura Kama, it sounds like he's machmir, and the Madura Basra, it's not clear. So in the end of the day, for the other rishonim, there's really not a raya. So, therefore, we could say, like Rabbi Willig, it's one Rishon against another Rishon. Shulchan Aruch, Machlokas Shach Taz, how to read the Shulchan Aruch. In terms of Rishonim, it's Machlokas Ramban Rosh. Vestos are Dirabanon, so we could be Mako. Mishrezatara, though he's the one who saved Rabbi Willig, doesn't actually pass him like Rabbi Willig. He says, no, we should still be Choshesh for the Machmir view over here, to that Ktsara isn't Oker Aruka, and he writes that that's the minhag to be Machmir, though he says, since I dug up the Rush, at least Ein Lemchos B'Mekilim, he says, so you could be Mekel on the Orz of Ruah for this. And any other time that there's a, like a, it's a Chumrah, then you don't have to be Choshe, then you don't have to be Choshe that Ktsara is not Oker Aruka. But, and he writes that Rav Yashiv agreed about that point, that you could be Mekel on the Orz Ruah for Ktsara being Oker Aruka. Now, let's assume we are following the Machmir view. So does that mean it like goes on forever? Like, well, let's say she once has this long vases, day 42. She doesn't see for 42 days. So forever and ever, she always has to be concerned about 42? Or maybe we'll say that once she doesn't see for the longer one, three times in a row, she doesn't see 42. She sees 30, 31, 28, then 42 is gone. It's like a negative vesas, right? So the Shevet HaLevi says maybe that's correct. He's unsure. I think there's a little raya for this from the Ramban. The Ramban writes that it's like ridiculous to imagine that a woman will have picked up like dozens of vestos throughout her life. Now that's talking about Veshenu Kavua. Maybe you'd have to be still Choshesh. But the Chazon Ish, Pei Hei Lamed Zayin, also assumes that according to Ramban, it's not going to go on forever. The problem is, how do you determine, like, when does it end? That's not clear. When do you have to stop worrying about this? So, the Mishpat Satar says in Chapter 7, Halacha Lamed Beis, he says, I would be noted to be Mekel after three times, like the Shevet HaLevi thinks possibly. Let's say she had 40, 28, 29, 27. She'd have to be a choshesh for 28, 29, 27, but not 40 anymore. But Rav Yashiv was only lenient after 1 year or childbirth. So Mishra Tar says, I don't understand what Rav Yashiv, like, either follow three or go on forever. Where does this 1 year idea come from? But he says, I'm Avatel Daiti Le Maran, but he doesn't know where Maran is coming from. I assume it's actually very similar to what we saw from Rabbi Willig about the Truma Shadeshin's Veses. Remember, we talked about the negative Veses of Truma Shadeshin. A woman never sees before day 35, so she doesn't have to do an Ona Beinunis. So what does never see? Three in a row? No, it doesn't sound like that. It sounds like we have this idea that even though three isn't enough to create a negative Veses, but there's something called, you know, really unlikely, like her. So you have to draw a line somewhere. So Rav Yashiv said a year. You know, it's true. There's no basis for that shear, but It's something more than three and something less than forever. So a year makes sense. Okay, so that's Ravel Yashiv. Fine.
A year, 12 months.
I don't know. When you're making up dinner, it's hard to decide these things. Probably a year, but I don't know. I don't know. Good question. Okay, so we have differing opinions over here, Lamaisa, what to do. Right? Yesterday, Yoni said, he was asked about the chumrah of the base mayor. You have to like worry about this forever, and now he knows what it is. And others have this middle view that you only have to worry about your longest vassus in the last 3 months. There are a number of achronim hold that way. I don't know number, but some, like the Alter Rebbe, we said the Shevet HaLevi maybe. And then we have the Psak of Rabbi Willig, the Shach, I guess. And I believe this is also the view of Rabbi Sabalovsky, Rabbi Neuberger, and they all think, no, that the Vases Ksara is Oker the Aruka. Rav Moshe's also make a correct Chelech Aleph Simen Kufchav Beis. He doesn't say why. But it certainly makes Vestos much easier. Now, I'll tell you why. Maybe I have a theory. We'll get back to it later. Rav Moshe's L'shitaso, and something that we're going to see later, another Chiddush of Rav Moshe. But just to go through the logic of each position before we go on. So the Shach says that when it comes to a Vestos Achodesh, so then I agree, it's not going to be uprooted until you show it's wrong. So if she sees on the 3rd of the month and the 21st of the month, the next month, of course, you'll have to be choshish for the 3rd and the 21st. 21 doesn't uproot day 3. So why does the Shach say it's different? So really, you could say the Shach in two ways. The simpler way to understand it is that a haflaga is... Vesa Haflaga is different than a Vesa Chodesh. Vesa Haflaga is like her biological cycle. It's not like the Veses HaChodesh, where like this outside factor, namely Gimel B'Chodesh, is somehow going the Riyah. It's her cycle. And therefore, you only have one cycle. Can't have two cycles. You could have two, you could be Choshesh for two external stimuli, but you can't be choshish for two cycles. A person has one cycle and not the other. And therefore, you know, those are the taz, that sort of like the body could have multiple tracks, at least enu kavua ones. And therefore, that's the logic. That's why the Shach would see this differently as from Chodesh. Okay. The other way to say it is that we don't know, maybe this is easier, I don't know. We don't know, by Rosh Chodesh, the Pshat Neshach, is that you haven't shown, when you see Gimel B'Chodesh and then Chaf Aleph B'Chodesh, you haven't shown that Gimel B'Chodesh is not a trigger. The only way to see that is to have another Gimel B'Chodesh and not see. Whereas over here, maybe she has this, so the Machmirim say maybe she has this haflaga that just hasn't been given the opportunity to express itself. Therefore, you still have to be choshish for it. You haven't had a counterexample. And the Shach says, no, because you could only have one haflaga, so you have shown that it's wrong. You have shown that if you have a Veses haflaga of 25, then you show it's not 27. I'll call upon him. That is, those are the different opinions. Okay, so we're not out of this question quite yet. Turning to Sif Tesvav. So a woman who has a Vesas Kavua, and it's uprooted 3 times, but she hasn't established a new Vesas Kavua, so we've already seen that this is her latent Vesas, what do we call it before? Dormant Vesas, and it comes back. Good. So, what about Minyan Arawi? So, the Gemara in Lamed Tes Amud Beis says as follows. The Rav Papa Zavar La, and this seems to be a halakha between Rav Papa and Rav Huna Beit Rishua, the Rav Papa Zavar La, Dehade Aminan, So she starts off as she's a veskavu of 22, and she switched to 27. So she has to be chosheshes for day 22. Day 22 from what? Day 22 from 27. In other words, it's not 22 from her last one, from 27, but it's 22 from the day that she should have seen, right? That's the concept of Minei Nerei. That's the view of Rav Papa. So she has Veskavu of 22, 27. So she needs to be Chosheshes, as we know, from 22, for 22, but 22 not from 27, 22 from what should have been the 22, when we expected her to have seen. That's a view of Rav Papa. If you remember, Yeshua says no. She needs 22 from 27. And it sounds like we paskin like Rav Huna ben Yeshua, and this is a psak of the Rashba, right? So again, let's say 22, 27. She is Chosheshes for 22. Again, for Rav Huna, that would be 22 from 27. For Rav Papa, it would be 15 from 27, or 22 from 22. And we paskin like Rav Huna. Good. So the question now is, does that mean we never worry about Minyan HaRoi at all? Or no? We're not worried about Minyan HaRoi when she saw. But what about if she didn't see? In other words, this brings us back to that case that we talked about. She sees 20, 20, 20. Then she doesn't see on 20. Haflag of 20, right? 20, 20, 20. She doesn't see 20. Does she have to worry about 40? In other words, do we say that since we paskin like Rav Huna ben Yeshua, and we reject Rav Papa, so Rav Papa is totally rejected, there's no concept of Minyan HaRoi anymore. So 20, 20, 20, she didn't see at 20, then she's done, no worries, no concerns. Or do we say no, she has to worry about 40. If she saw Chveis on 27, so then she'd have to worry about 47, right? 20 from the 27. But if she didn't see it all, maybe she has to worry about it. So this seems to be a machlokas between the Shach and the Taz. Seemingly, according to the Taz, she has to worry about 40, because the Rashba writes, this is his diak, that the only reason why we don't paskin like Rav Papa is ilu zumona esrim isman esrim shaisu yaliros ninte shechoshesha shema yakdim. That's a really funny thing. Right? This woman seems to start like being spreading apart, right? Because she went 20, 20, 20, 27. So now we're going to all of a sudden worry about like 13 from 27. She's like, she looked like her trajectory looks like she's getting further apart. And now we're going to get skirt. Oh, but it's therefore only in that case where she saw 20, 20, 20, 27, we're not going to be worried about Minyan HaRoi from the previous 20, from 20, from the theoretical 20, like day 13. But if she didn't see it all on 27, so then we will be worried about 40. And according to the Shach, not surprisingly, Shach and the Taz are both consistent, really, says there's no such thing. Right? The Lashon of the Tur. So here's where it gets a little tricky. There's this Lashon of the Tur. And the Lashon of the Tur could be read in, I think, four different ways. We have the Tur as understood by the Beis Yosef. The Tur is understood by the Marshal. The Tur is understood by the Taz. And the Tur is understood by the Nekudas HaKasef. So if you could open up the Tur. Let's just read it inside carefully. Sif Tesvav.
Yeah. When you say 28, you mean 28 after the previous one, or 28 starting the previous one, which is 19-8 after? Which one?
You would imagine that she saw on the day that you expected her to see, and then whatever the Vesis would have been following that.
So,
yeah, I suppose so. Okay. So let's take a look at the tour. Okay. V'im paska v'lo rasa, misha'avar aleha yom esrim, uvadka v'lo rasa. Right? So, sorry, hifsika. So, again, 2020, hifsika v'lo rasa. So, and she did a bedika, and she didn't see. Shuv eino choshesh li'olam. Chazra liros, choshesh li'olam esrim, ri'izu. Shaddai lo nakar v'asavishin v'mekomo. Bein impaska miliros, o shishin sabirios she'enan shafos. Sheli olam lo nakar v'asavishon ad shetik be'enu v'shal shriyos shafos. So what does this mean? So according to Beis Yosef, when the Tur said v'im hivsika v'lo yira'asa, he means after 60 days. Right? Now she missed 3 of her onos of 20. Right? So she missed, she's paskalero shalsha onos. So that's an akira. Right? 20, 20, 20, 61. That's what the Torah is talking about. So what does that mean? So she's not choshesha for 20 until she sees another time at 20. Right? Now, the interesting thing about this is why not? This was only a big, giant taflaga of 61 days, right? 20, 20, 20, 61. She doesn't have to be choshesh for 20 after 61. But why? She didn't have 3 violations of her vases. She only had 1 violation of her vases, right? That big taflaga of 61 days. So the Beis Yosef says that you're right, but this is a different point. She becomes Misulekas Damim because since she missed 3 anticipated Re'ios, so that has a din of Siluk Damim. So don't think this is Rav Papa, right? You could have said, if you read the Beis Yosef, tour like the Beis Yosef, this is Rav Papa, right? Since Rav Papa's Choshesh for Minyan Aroi, at least if you didn't see at all. Right? So actually, 20, 20, 20, 61 means there were 3 violations of 20, right? That's one way you could have read the Torah, that were choshesh for a minyan harawi. No, that's not the pshat. The pshat is, it's a different part. She's like Misulekas Damim, right? Let's say it was 20, 20, 20, 30. She would only be choshesh, of course, for 20 from 30, right, or 50. Moshe won't like my math because he's going to say I should always take off 1, which is correct technically, but that's too confusing. Okay, so in other words, because why is that different? Why is that different? Because that case will just say 20, 20, 20, 30, it's Nisachar Vesas, or Vesas is 20, and for some reason it was 10 days late. But if she didn't see it all, so then it's different. So, but then he says, 1 second, that doesn't make sense, because we paskin that, like Rav Elazar, that she's not Misulekas Damim when she didn't see 3 onos. So he says, no. Pshat is like this. She's Misulekas Damim in the sense that it's oker all previous vestos until she sees a new vases. It's true, she's not really Misulekas Damim, right? Just not seeing 3 onos doesn't make you 3 Misulekas Damim unless you're a Sakena or a Ketana or something like that. Or actually those 2 cases, right? And she's not a Sakena, she's 40 years old. But it's Misulekas Damim b'miktsas. In other words, it's Misulekas Damim enough to be, you know, give you a blank slate on your vestos, right? But the Hua, I'll just read his Lashvodin, Lefsika Meleros Shalsh Onos, Zachar Kachazar Leros, Beyom Vesarishon. Okay, now, then it gets very confusing in the Beis Yosef. At least I was confused. Because then it sounds like he's saying, not that way. It sounds like it's saying, if she saw on day 80, so 20, 20, 20, 80, so then it would be Chozer L'Makomo, because that's Chozer L'Makomo Al Yedei Minyan Arayah. In other words, even though usually you would need 20 and 20 to recreate her Veses, but if it's on, if it could be seen as being part of a pattern, then it will come back just with one Re'iyah, right? So 20, 20, 20, 70, no, you'll need another 20 to resuscitate the 20. But 20, 20, 20, 80, so that's resuscitated. That is, I think, the way the Beis Yosef understood the Torah. Now, the Marshal, which is quoted also by the Taz and the Shach, says, no, actually, the way he reads the Torah is after the 60-day gap, when she sees, she does go back to 20. What does the Torah mean when he says, v'mhefsika v'lo rasa, v'shavar ala yom esr muvadka v'lo rasa shaveinu choshesh li'olam? It means, if she didn't see on day 20, she doesn't have to be choshesh for minyan haro'i. She doesn't have to be choshesh for 40 or 60. But next time she sees, even if she sees 70 days later, she's going to have to be choshesh for 20 from, whatever, 70. That's actually the way I read the Torah, like the Marshal, until I read the Beis Yosef, which is why I think I got so confused with the Beis Yosef. So that's the way he's reading it. So, kamash malan, what? That you're not choshesh for minyan haro'i kishalo rasa. Whether, or I should say it like this, whether rasa or lo rasa, right? That's what this sif is telling you according to the Marshal. Right? Or this sif is talking about we're not choshesh for minyan haro'i kishirasa, like 20, 20, 20, 27, you don't have to be choshesh for 15. And sif tezvav is telling me you don't have to be choshesh for minyan haro'i kishalo rasa, like 20, 20, 20, lo rasa, you don't have to be worried about the next 20, the hainu 40, or 39, as Moshe would say. Okay, good. So if she saw 20, 20, 20, 70, what's going to be the din? She'll have to be choshesh for 20 from 70 or 90. Okay. It's just that there's a little difference, he says. There's a difference between 20, 20, 20, 70 and 20, 20, 20, 50. In 20, 20, 20, 70, she's mesulek as damim, and therefore, even though she's choshesh for 20 from 70, she's not choshesh for 70 from 70. Whereas 20, 20, 20, 50, since she never became a Sulak as Damim, because it was only two skips, not three, so therefore she'd have to be Choshesh for 20 from 50 and 50 from 50. Okay. Good. Adkan the tour Lefi Marshal. Okay. So the Taz says that the Marshal's reading is not Mechuvan in the tour, because the Torah writes, Choseres Leros, Choshesh Leom Asher Miriazu, Shadai Lo Nakar Vesa Risha Mekomo, Bein Im Pascha Meliros. Now, according to the Marshal, Pascha Leros means Lo Rasa Pam Achas Biyom Asherim, but the Lashon doesn't sound that way. Must be that it means, Pascha Meliros means three Onos. In other words, she's Mishana three Onos. So therefore, what does he say it means? He says it means that she's going to be Choshesh for 20, and if she didn't see on day 20, she's going to be Choshesh for day 40. She didn't see day 40, she's going to be Choshesh for day 60. And then it's Nekar, and you don't have to be Choshesh for day 80, unless it's resuscitated. That's what the Torah is saying according to the Taz. So basically, the Taz is saying that even though we are not choshesh for minyan haro'i, that's only not choshesh for minyan haro'i when you saw, right? 20, 20, 20, 25, you don't have to be choshesh for 15 afterwards. But 20, 20, 20, and she sees nothing on day 20, and nothing for 39 days, so then day 40, she has to be choshesh. And then, let's say she doesn't see on day 20, 40, and 60. So then, she doesn't have to do minyan haro'i forever. But the next time she sees, she'll have to be choshesh for 20 from that. So 20, 20, 20, 99, Shalatu b'choshashas for 20 from 99, namely 119. Okay. And he says this is the Ramban l'shitaso, and the Sidri Tara disagrees, says that's not the Ramban. Now, then the Taz says, so why did the Mechaber write this over here, right? V'adin l'sika m'lira shal sh'onos, v'achar kach chazra liros b'yom ha'veses ha'risho. So why did the Ramban say, achar kach chazra liros b'yom ha'veses? Even if lo chazra liros b'yom ha'veses, she would still be choshesh for 20, right? And he says, yeah, it's taka lav dafka, right? But that is a big lav dafka in the Shulchan Aruch. He says this is what the Shulchan Aruch means, but it's quite lav dafka. Fine. And he basically sort of tries to, he's trying to address the question that she's not mesulekas damim. He's saying it's not a shaila. Okay. The Nekudas HaKasef, basically, what does he do? He's miyashev the marshal, but in a different way. I'll just read you the lashon, right? Bein impaska miliros, o sheshinsa b'ri'io shein and shavos. So what does that mean? Paska miliros means shinsa b'ri'io shein and shavos. So therefore, just like if she's mishana, she's not chosheshes for 20 anymore, huadin, if she was mafsika gimel onos, like 60 days, also, she doesn't have to be choshesh unless she saw back in her first pattern. So let's say 20, 20, 20, 59. So she'll have to be choshesh for 20 from 59, i.e. 79. But 20, 20, 20, 61, she doesn't have to be choshesh for 81. I'm not sure. Is the shach because 60 days is considered mesulekas damim because that's her ona? In other words, the Shach agrees that for to be Mesulekas Damim will follow Minyan HaRa'way, or no, that it's Nakiris HaVeses. In other words, for Akiris HaVeses, he says, we follow Minyan HaRa'way. I'm not sure. But that's what he says. So there's sort of two dinim then, right? By Vestos, it's not Tali and Minei Arawi, but for Silag Damim, at least according to that first pshat, it is Tali and Minei Arawi. Aye, but we know that after she goes through a pregnancy, she does go back to her old Vestos, even from one example. You don't need Haflaga Shaveh. So he says that's different. That's like a delay. As opposed to here, where she sort of becomes quasi Bechazkes Mesulekas Damim. Notice over there, like there's this big thing holding back her period for 9 months plus 24 months. Therefore, it's not there's nothing stopping her old vases from returning. But over here, where she comes quasi misulekas damim. So if Moshe says we pass on like the shach, and therefore, if her haflaga passes and she doesn't see, she doesn't have to be choshesh for any other haflagos. We don't have minyan ra'way. And if she's kovas vases la haflaga, she gimel pamim, she also is not choshesh. Because we don't basically have to worry about it. So, just to summarize, I know we have to go. What's the connection between Siftes Vav and Yodalad? So the Shach is Lashitaso, and the Taz is Lashitaso, right? Let's go back to Tesvav. We said before, if she sees Echa Nisan, Chaf Nisan, Rosh Chodesh Iyar, according to the Taz, so she's Choshesh for Tes Iyar, right? In other words, 20 from Chaf Nisan. And the Shach, she doesn't have to be Choshesh. That's because according to the Taz, once we pencil in, it sticks regardless. Here too, once she has a Veses Kavu of 20, we pencil in days 40 and 60. So she has to be Choshesh, even though she didn't see on those days. Now, it's not exactly the same question. I think you could have theoretically split in both directions. But in the end of the day, both of them say the same thing. And that might also be, this is what I said before, a little bit of Moshe Lashitaso. Since Rav Moshe accepts the Shach over here, it's Mistaber that will also hold to the Shach over there. So, and that's where Rav Moshe says that in both places we're going to accept the Shach. The Shach in both places thinks we look at what actually happened and not what was penciled in. Therefore, if you don't see on day 20, you don't have to be Choshesh for day 40, regardless of what happens in the interim. Now again, you could be Mechalik, but I think once they both say their same Shitos, it's pretty Mistaber that each one is L'shitaso. And that's why Rav Moshe is consistent as well. I mean, another reason to follow the Shach is the Metzias makes a lot more sense like the Shach. I don't know if that's a good reason or not. You know, Atu Riazugo Remis Leviyasha Achareha. Anyway, all right, good. So we'll stop here. And on, what's today? Monday, right? So Wednesday, we'll pick up with Yud Zayin versus Akfitzos. We'll do versus Akfitzos and Shum. And then we'll get into versus Hagoth. I won't be here next Sunday. And, you know, I hope maybe by the end of next week, hopefully, maybe we'll finish Simon Kuf Peites. Not sure how much longer, but hopefully not much longer. Okay.
Next Sunday on Zoom or no?
No, next Sunday off entirely. So we'll have Wednesday and then Monday.
Watching Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah? That's Sunday? Oh, well. Now that you've pointed out.